John, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the daily program. Now, these point-to-point cameras, these are the cameras that basically measure speeds for cars over long distances. You have them at a certain point, you measure where a car is, and then essentially you take another photo of it at the next camera and judge how quick the speed was actually between those two points. Now, as we mentioned there, this current plan doesn't include the increase or use of point-to-point cameras. What is the current situation in New South Wales? What are the current laws surrounding point-to-point technologies?
Well, commendably, New South Wales has 25 of these systems currently installed. They are selectively used for heavy vehicles, though. And that's in the face of an agreement back in 2011, where with the evidence then and an acknowledgement that they have a high level of public support, the use was intended for all road users. So not just a selective use for heavy vehicles. We are the only state, New South Wales is the only state in Australia, which has adopted the selective use for heavy vehicles only.
And in your view, or the view of the Australasia College of Surgeons, how would this actually decrease the road toll? What would this do for the road toll?
Well, demonstrably, and we know, there's been a dramatic reduction in the deaths involving heavy vehicles on these segments of roads. Roads New South Wales keep the data, they have the evidence. There's been a dramatic reduction in deaths, serious injuries involving heavy vehicles on these roads. But we know, unfortunately, there have been tragic loss of life with light vehicles. And for each truck that's issued an infringement notice, there are at least 90 others that have made a sustained illegal passage through that long segment of road, well in excess of the speed limit. It's that group need to be brought in under the agreed use of these for all road users.
Well, it does seem just very unusual on the face of it that we would develop this technology, be able to use that technology on the light vehicles that you mentioned there, of course, but only apply it to keeping truck drivers, the heavy vehicle drivers, under control, as it were. It seems like an unusual step. How did it actually come about?
We agreed back in 2011, our infrastructure minister, then Minister Gay, signed the agreement for the use of these for all road users. The adoption in the Act of heavy vehicles only for the use of point-to-point is a unique interpretation by New South Wales. As I say, to the credit of New South Wales, many more of these have been installed. They have produced a dramatic reduction in deaths in the segments of road where they have been used, but we're not using the capability to its full extent. We've paid as taxpayers for the capability. These are safety systems. They're not about revenue raising, and they produce a much greater effect. This is the international evidence that produce a much greater effect when they are used for all road users.
You know, the magic words you just said there, John, revenue raising. I think there is a perception amongst a lot of road users, especially the road users that are breaking the rules, as it were, that, well, these speed cameras, these point-to-point cameras, whatever else is being used, is just there for revenue raising. Is that perhaps the perception the New South Wales government is trying to avoid?
I think the key message is most of the public accept the use of these, that they are fair. Many feel they are much safer on a segment of road where point-to-point is installed. There's a predominance of community support for their use for all road users. It's a two-word change in the legislation from heavy vehicle to all vehicle. The technology has been paid for by the taxpayer. It has the capability. It just needs to have the switch flicked on. And predictably, there'll be at least a 10% reduction in the 12,000 who are hospitalised currently in New South Wales. It's reasonable to anticipate at least 1%, 2% will be taken out of the hospital system. That's 240 people less seriously injured on our roads at the flick of a switch with the 25 existing point-to-point speed systems.
And just as a final point, John, I mean, looking at this plan that the government has announced this week, are there any other measures that the Royal Australasia College of Surgeons would actually point to, or any other measures that essentially the college feels have not been undertaken or could be improved?
Well, what I would want to do is praise the Berejiklian government. I think we have harmonised, pleasingly, some of the legislation. New South Wales has come into line with existing legislation in other states, which has been proven to work. To the credit of New South Wales, the head of population, we have more of these point-to-point speed systems. Now, it would be a wonderful thing. We've foreshadowed under Premier Bedrickian the rollout of 11 more of these. They would get a much greater gain, used as intended, used for all road users.
Well, John, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Sean.